You're listening to the show about not eating mayonnaise or soup for lunch. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina. And my name backwards is Annie Par Topeg Nawap.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
His hair is covered in oatmeal.
This night is not going to go well if I have to talk at all, apparently.
You don't.
Woo! Will is covered in oatmeal. Okay. We're at a restaurant,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what he always gets.
Cover me with oatmeal, please.
Wait, oh, Will, that was like that. Wednesday nights at the Royal Dexaroonie.
Whoa, it was a Wednesday healthy night. Place. Yeah. I see.
No Jello wrestling.
Yeah, they were responsible with the cholesterol.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it's better
it.
For the skin.
Every yeah, night, really? A different breakfast.
Yeah. Eggs and bacon night. Woo-woo! That's so exciting.
But oddly, never sausage night.
Oh.
Every night was sausage night.
I never sausage a night.
Oh my God. Yes. She did. Oh, I have to say this so that if I keep this in, people can hear. Abby did a lasso motion when she said that. So,
and she has a 3-foot long kielbasa. I have no idea where she got that from.
Oh my God.
I had a feeling I'd get to use it tonight.
Do you want to borrow my massager?
Oh my God, this box that bumps up and down. I love it. Oh my bump, God. Bump, I've completely forgot about that. Now I'm excited. Let's go. Denise. Let's do it.
Okay.
Denise is all boxed. Uh-oh. Oh, I should just say for posterity's sake that Alex did tell me, he says that he told me that the cheesecake was open and I'd better do something with it, even though I didn't hear him say that at all. He said I was off in La La Land, so we're both a little bit culpable.
Oh no. What are you throwing it away because you don't know what happened? Like,
no, of course
they
not.
Know what happened. The okay. cat licked it.
I didn't definitely, know.
You just definitely. Have to lick off the part where you licked.
That's how it
I'm
works.
Sure I'm sure our cats and us, we have shared all sorts of saliva over the years, so I'm not too worried about it.
Oof. I wonder how much dog hair I've eaten over the years. Probably a lot. Yeah, I know. And I'm really, I try to be meticulous. Like when I cook, I try to put a hat on all the time. Like I'm super anal about hair and food.
I wonder how much chicken
I'm
poop
sure.
I've wiped into my eyes.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, shoo. That's, oh no, please no. We have too many animals. There's probably too much poop everywhere
Do
on
we have
this
too
property.
Many animals?
We have a lot of
Are
animals.
Are you going to get another animal?
I really want to get all the animals.
Did you tell me that you were going to get another animal today?
What's
I didn't
the next
say we're
going to
get an animal. Okay, what I've always wanted is a really large breed dog, and I would love to have a dog for our farm to protect our chickens and stuff because the fox today and the coyotes that have killed so many of my chickens.
Yeah.
But I'm not I don't have any plans. I'm just saying I really want to do that. And I've been saying that for a long time. So just don't even harass me, okay? I bring joy to your life. Love me!
Here's the fun thing about large dogs. They sometimes just want to sit on your couch and not
yes,
do anything.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And they have big poop.
Yes, super big poop. That is so true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We certainly don't need any more animals. But do we? Also, if I see the right rescue dog, I'm just going to be like, just come here. Come here, dog. Come here to my house.
That's it.
We were watching Oliver and Miranda's dog this week, and the dog is scared to death of our cats. It's hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a great photo of our white cat coming around the corner and finding Norbert at Muse food bowl.
Uh-oh.
And the dog looks like, oh crap.
No.
what am I going to do? It's hysterical.
Oh my God.
We somehow got through it without it. I just took pictures, but they managed not to tear each other apart. It was very funny.
Anyway. I love it when dogs are scared of cats. That's Ula. She's scared of all the cats. Uh-huh. Like, she's just like, every time she sees a cat, she's terrified. And I'm like,
and they cower, and like, yes, the tail goes, and he'll hide behind me or under a chair. And the, you know, he's like three times the size of the cats.
Exactly.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Funny. I love it. Dogs are just such doofuses. That's why
they are doofuses. They're
just
doofy.
Big, dumb, wonderful doofuses.
Ugh. Sorry, Eric, you did play the music. We kept talking. I kept talking.
Whatever.
I kept talking.
That's what we're here for.
It's okay.
Alex is doing the rodeo lasso gesture, and it's great because he's bouncing on a big ball, so it's even better.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice, what did we do last time?
We fixed Captain. Oh nope, we nope. Almost, we nope. Tried to fix Captain Clockface, but then we put the other guy at the clockmaker. Wait, was that not last time?
That was last time.
Okay, all right.
It wasn't a clockmaker though.
It was a inventor.
Bird feeder.
Yeah, the bird feeder guy.
Yeah.
Clegg!
Wow, good job. I need to bring up my notes. Oh,
where's
my
notes?
Good job, I'm just reading.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot even to bring up my notes, so woo!
Oh, I forgot to open my other stuff. Thank you.
At Michael's Mechanisms.
Yes.
Michael's Mechanisms.
And it's not even Michael, it's Clegg.
Yeah!
Ooh, and I am not a paladin.
So yeah, you went there to try to find someone to bring back Captain Clockface's life.
Yeah, force.
And Bathwack decided to try to see how it worked on the other contraption man that you guys have that Ricardo had been using to impersonate himself back in Morrow's Inlet. And so apparently that'll be ready tomorrow. It was decided that the crank should stick out of his butt.
Did we actually set up this poor? I hope this creature comes to life and is very, like, we all have to feel real bad forever.
No, you're just the one that's to crank his butt.
It just longs to sit down. That's the only thing it wants to do.
And we don't know how far the crank is coming out of the butt.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true. Maybe it's a tiny crank.
Maybe you have to reach in there.
Ooh, yeah, you do a little reach in.
Maybe you have to fist the robot man, the clockwork man. Guys.
To crank him.
What is this show that we do?
I don't know, guys.
It's very blue.
It's sus.
It's very sus.
We're going to get Dan Rather on next week.
Oh, God. Oh, I hope so.
And then you went across the street to the clock shop. Rufina's favorite place in the whole wide world ever.
Oh, but you forgot something important from the other place.
I did.
When I bought my item.
Oh, yeah.
I had more gold than what I thought I did.
You did. A lot. You did. It's true. And you did buy an item.
I did.
Yep. It came in discreet packaging. No labels.
I tried it out there.
Shimi stole something. Yeah, I know. Shimi stole something too.
You did? You found
Automatic writer?
Uh-huh.
Automatic writer.
Yeah.
The auto writer. And I gave it to you, Will. Yeah. You went to the clock shop and the person there didn't seem to feel like they were the person to help with Captain Clockface, despite his name. Which, like, come on, that's his name.
Yeah.
Right? That's clearly his name.
Is
Captain Clockface. Why wouldn't the clock shop be able to pick someone with the given name of Captain Clockface?
Of course, it doesn't even have any clock on its face, so there is that.
And so then people decided to head over to Tinker Tavern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Tinker Tavern. Yes.
To Tink or Tav, I'm not sure. It's yet to be revealed what people are going to do in Tinker Tavern. It's got to be one or the other.
There's tubes.
Yeah, there are tubes.
Yep, so you walked into Tinker Tavern and there were tubes running all over the place. Not like obstructing your walkings, but like along the ceilings and walls and things like that. And the tavern is separated into these booths, which are have like curtains drawn, so it's all very private. Mm-hmm. You currently don't see any serving staff around, but some of the booths, most of the booths are, it's probably about half and half, actually. Half have the curtains open and half have the curtains drawn.
I feel really bad because apparently last week you said you have 7 days to figure out what the seating arrangements are. I didn't 14. Think about that at all. And we had 14. That's right. We didn't even play for 2 weeks. Well, the seating arrangement is...
Hey, too late.
Nobody was sitting by Gwen because she had her new...
Her new thing is sitting next to Gwen.
We want you to have all the room you need.
Nope. You guys don't get to sit. Sorry. Mm. You've lost the privilege. Oh, you all have cranks sticking out of your asses. Poof, it happened.
Wow.
That's what happens when you walk in the door. Youch. I'm the DM.
Yeah.
What I say goes. Crud. What do you do?
Oh my gosh, we play battle with them. We try to see who we can knock over.
Play battle.
We just all wander around battle. Backwards, wiggling our butts, trying to knock people over.
Like butthole crank jousting?
Yes.
Butthole crank jousting will be the title, probably. Butthole crank jousting. Yeah. Writing it down. Perfect.
But yeah, you guys find a booth that will accommodate all of you mm-hmm. relatively comfortably. And Will gets his own.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
But no, yeah, you're able to settle in.
Is it clean in here?
Yeah.
Does it smell good? What is the place like? Like, is it, I know the tubes, but are they dusty tubes or are they really nice tubes?
Is there something in them?
You've never seen a nicer tube.
Oh, I've never seen a nicer tube?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So looks like there's like this main trunk of tubes Ooh. That is heading back into the wall in the rear of the room. Okay. And then they all branch out and go towards the different booths.
Oh, no. Does the food just come out and like spray all over us or something? I don't know if I want to eat here. Rafina!
Do I recognize the tubes?
No. For you, Tinker Tavern was just like a tavern, like a normal place where you go in and there's tables and people and, you know, you order food or drink or whatever. So no, you do not recognize the tubes. Oh.
Guys, this is weird. If anything other than cheese comes out of those tubes, don't eat it.
Wait, if the cheese comes out of the tubes, I don't want to eat that. I can eat nothing here.
Well, all the orange yummy nacho cheese comes out of all the tubes everywhere else. I mean, that would be fine.
Oh, no.
Wait, is there any meat in the tubes?
Oh, I really hope not.
Well,
like, where's the menu? Yeah.
So you go into the booth and you see that now that you're in here, the tubes all run down into this machine on the wall. Sort of at the back of the table, like Whoa. In like old diners, how there's like be a little mini jukebox kind uh-huh. of thing. Same kind of a much bigger though. And there is a series of buttons that are labeled and there is a coin slot.
Okay.
This is how the DM avoids adding more NPCs.
Yes! Just push a damn button.
Talk to a tube.
Yeah.
No talking. There's a sign that says no talking.
The first button says introduce yourselves.
It's the only one that's lit up.
Yeah. We sit there
All right.
forever.
We're
this
done
is
for
the
tonight,
end.
Guys.
That's the end of
we
the
did it. Oh.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, the...
Is there a lot of space in the booth? Or, like, how is the booth yeah. built for however many
you
people?
You picked a booth that would seat all of you relatively
is
comfortably.
Just us? Oh, Shimi. Us
yeah,
and
Mo's
Shimi,
back
right?
at you the yeah at the That's ship. It?
Okay.
So. With the prisoner.
With the prisoner.
There's a cat and a skeleton cat.
Okay.
Captain Clockface in a backpack.
Okay.
So, if you... are looking for a menu. It seems like the buttons are the menu.
Yeah.
This is so fancy.
They are labeled water, ale, tea, coffee, whiskey, in parentheses, 1S. That's on the whiskey button. Okay. Milk, tomato juice, special combo, 1S. That's it.
It's not even.
Gwen's going to push the whiskey button, hoping it's a shot of whiskey, and that it comes in a glass of some sort.
So, but the other thing is 1S.
Oh, I bet it's 1 silver. I bet a special combo is 1 silver, whiskey is 1 silver.
There is also a stack of glasses next to the machine, and you can see a place where it would make sense to put a cup.
Oh my god!
Or a glass.
Okay. Are there plates?
No.
Oh. Okay.
So you push the whiskey button and nothing happens.
You got to put in a silver, probably. Maybe.
Oh, I have those. You said there's a coin slot?
There is a coin slot.
Okay, so I'm going to put a silver in, and we're going to see what happens. I'm putting a cup underneath where I think there should be a cup, because I don't want it going all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try that out.
Okay. So within the machine, there is a whirring, and you can see from the tubes above, one of the tubes that looks like there's a bit of amber liquid that shoots down into the machine, and then into your glass, you get a shot of whiskey.
Well, this is quite delightful. And Gwen just pounds the shot.
It's like, no! What if it's poison? We have no idea! Gwen might die, guys.
It tastes like whiskey to me.
Poison can taste like whiskey.
Special blend. Put in the silver.
Oh, my God.
What, the special combo?
Special
a special combo. Yeah, yeah, combo.
It's a cup of combos. Right.
All right.
Special combo.
There's a lot of whirring from inside the machine. And then if you look above the tubes, all of the tubes leading into the machine are filled with liquid and shoot down into the machine. And psh, and the glass fills to the brim. It's like a brown, frothy liquid.
Will laughs because he's convinced that it's all of them mixed together.
It's gotta be.
Maybe.
Well, drink it, Bathlock.
Coffee, tea, ale,
water,
whiskey,
tomato
and
juice.
Water.
Tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
And tomato juice.
Yep.
And milk.
And milk.
Bottoms up. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna chug it, but I'll take a healthy swig and hopefully not throw up.
Okay. It tastes like what would happen if you mixed water, ale, tea, coffee, a little bit of whiskey, milk, and tomato juice.
What does Bethwick's face look like?
He
suddenly shoots up twice his size.
Just
more hair. Tomato juice. They'll put hair on your head. Yeah.
No, suddenly you're a clump of halfling-sized hair with a little bat thwack growing out of the top.
Oh my gosh.
Why, when I walk around, what walks? Me or the hair?
That's always what I ask.
What? Oh my god. Do the cups look clean?
Everything looks clean. Don't ask me again.
Gwen's gonna get Gwen thinks this is like the coolest thing in the entire world, like just in awe because she's never seen anything like this. So she's putting another silver in and getting another whiskey.
Oh okay. My gosh, she's gonna get drunk. I love it.
Bathwick takes another sip of the special combo.
Okay,
it makes a face.
Oh, Will just like is completely. I can't believe you're doing that.
Bath, like, you don't have to drink that.
Yeah, there's
He's
probably a plant
wondering if it'll
here.
Grow on him.
Or if it'll grow hair on you. Will, are you going to have anything to drink?
Yeah, have a whiskey with me.
I'll have some coffee. Like, are there mugs or is it just glasses?
They're just
glasses.
Are
they clean?
Yeah, I'll prestidigitate it before I put it under there. I pick it up. I'm holding it up to whatever light there is. I prestidigitate it, put it in.
Okay.
I press the button first to see if anything comes out.
Nope.
All right. Then I put a copper in.
Okay.
And press it.
There's a whirring inside the machine.
All right.
And you see a dark brown liquid shoot down one of the tubes into the machine and psh, a steaming cup of coffee.
And Will's like, oh, that's cool. I'm not gonna drink this, and I shove it to the shove it to the center of the table. But it's still cool, very impressive.
I thought you said you were gonna have a coffee.
Drink it.
Rafina's gonna drink it.
Go ahead.
It's very hot, but it's very strong.
I put it back under and I press the milk button.
Nothing happens.
Oh, here. I'll put one in for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
There was no one S next to it.
Yeah, there's nothing next to it.
Try a copper.
Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, I put it a copper.
Yeah, and whirring happens. White liquid shoots down into the thing and fills up into the coffee. And then now the cup is almost full, but it's nice and
that's
creamy.
So awesome.
Milky.
The bathwack, is your drink warm?
Yeah.
Slightly.
A little bit. You know, it's not quite room temperature.
Is it tepid?
That's terrible. I can't believe they would charge for that.
I'm going to offer it to Rufina. Do you want to try this?
No. Thanks,
though. Bethwick takes another sip and makes a slightly less pronounced grimace.
I put a silver in and I get a whisk. I prestidigitate the cup. I get a whiskey and I push it to Bathwack and I say, please don't drink that anymore. Just drink this one.
Bathwack looks at Will and looks it right in the eye and takes another little sip and then switches it for the whiskey.
Gross. And then just because I'm curious, I'm going to put in a silver and press one of the cheaper, you know, a coffee or whatever. What do I think people would want? You know what? Water. I'll just do water.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to take the cup, see if water costs anything. I'm going to try to get water for free.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Then I put in the silver for water. And okay. I'm going to see if it
whirring,
somehow knows.
Clear liquid. Psh, yeah. Cup of water.
I knock on the machine.
You put in a silver?
Yeah, just because I wanted to see if it would make change or something.
Right.
I knock on the machine. Hello? Where's my change, you contraption? All right, if anyone wants any one copper
thing. The introduce yourself button lights up again.
I know. I'm just fucking around. I take another cup, I put it under, and I press one of the one cupper things to see if it stored the money.
Did you press to digitate the cup first?
No, he's just experimenting.
All right, what are you pushing?
Whatever is there. Let's see. Milk.
All right. White liquid fills up the cup.
All right, there are three coppers worth of something in there if anyone wants that. And I just push the water and the milk to the center.
I think you mean eight, right, Will?
What?
Oh, there's copper to a silver.
Wait, what? Wait,
Will's so rich, he has never dealt with copper.
Wait, what could a banana cost, Michael? $10. No, wait, am I completely doing... I put in coppers before, and then I put a silver in, and I got two things that were worth a copper, so I would think there were three left.
10 copper to a silver.
Oh, 10 copper to a silver.
That's what I'm saying. Will's so rich, he doesn't know what coppers are worth.
Five. Oh,
no.
Wow.
10
okay.
and 10. It's 10 and then 10.
All right, well, there's... However many that would be, I don't deal in coppers, you know what I mean? So there's probably some money left over.
Where do I get some biscuits? I want some biscuits. Is there a biscuit button?
Yeah,
there's
I
not
want
a biscuit
food.
Button.
Yeah.
Butted.
Where can I push out the curtain and walk out?
No, you're locked in. The curtain is locked.
Will is definitely the Karen of the group, so here I go.
Oh, God.
Hello!
That is what Will's hair looks like, by the way.
No way! Oh, my God. God, now.
And when's the last time you looked in a mirror?
I know, it could
You've been on those
like
lizards
anything.
For days.
Yeah. Okay, I can, I'll look out, walk out.
Okay. Is You're back out in the...
So there's just, it's surrounded by booths and there's no person or desk or anything?
Yep.
Ugh. Guys, I think this is just like a weird milk bar.
Well, and whiskey.
Yeah, there's lots of things.
Yeah, Shimi, what do you want?
I'll have an ale.
Wait, how old are you?
Eight? Yeah, you're not going to have an ale.
Maybe.
That's fine with me.
No, no, no.
No, come on. Are you kidding me? Kids drink all the time where I'm from.
That's not right to have a child drinking ale.
Ale is probably watered down as shit. Has anyone drank? Bathwack, how's the milk ale?
I'm not a child.
Ale? Yeah, how old are you? Bathwack slides off the booth.
I'm 14.
All right, I'll get you some water, and then I press the ale button. And then I put a cup under it, though. Ah!
And you prestidigitate it.
No, I don't prestidigitate it. Sorry, Sheemy.
It's all right. It's all clean. I could tell everything in here is clean. I don't have to ask.
Gwen casts Mage Hand and takes the cup away.
Hey!
Oh, you're not drinking ale.
I cast Mage Hand and I push Gwen's whiskey cup over to Sheemy. Well,
you're not drinking that either.
Whoa, who did that? The cup must want to be drank by Sheemy.
Well, how old do I have to be, Mom?
Well,
how old are you?
Yes. How old am I? Well,
let me look at my sheet.
Yeah. I get confused with the ages of my characters. So.
And the other thing is, like, all the races, the age, I always hated that. Like, the ages of the races are different. So, like, a, you know, an older number of one race could be a completely different age than another. But I assume we're just using, like, relative human age. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just because that's what I... unless, I guess, maybe Gwen and Bathwack could be older than Will. And maybe Rafina's the youngest.
Or they're, like, 9.
I would love that.
Gwen is 20. Wait, that's the wrong one. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Gwen's like 13. She's judging Jamie for drinking ale.
No, I get her and Elsa mixed up really bad. 24. Thank you. She's not 26. Okay. She's 24.
Well, the drinking age is 25, so you suck, Gwen.
Well, I mean, when I went off on my own, I did what I want. And, well, Sheemy, I guess you're on your own now, not under the care of your parents.
True. But I'm also one of you guys.
That's right. And we're all not responsible adults. So then you're right in good company.
And if Will is going to be responsible for you and your actions after you have this ale, then I guess I don't see an issue.
I think what she's trying to say is, here, have the special combo.
Yeah, try that, Sheemy.
No, you probably backwashed in it.
Got a sloppy mouth. I'll put in more money, and I'm going to get 2 whiskeys.
Okay.
And I'm going to give 1 to Gwen and 1 to Sheemy. Here's ale, Sheemy.
Sheemy takes a sip. It's like, jeez. It's all right. It's not Bufflin whiskey.
Oh!
Gwen knocks back.
3 whiskeys. How many whiskeys can you have before you fall over, Gwen? I'm very curious.
I can hold my whiskey pretty dang well.
Judging by her size, how much do I think she could hold? Like, I have Curtis in my life.
That's true. I don't know. I'm bad at that, personally.
Well, okay, I don't need the actual number. I'm more like wondering if I can buy her a lot of whiskey.
Will, do you want to have a drinking contest?
That's hilarious. I don't drink. You will win. I will already. Sheemy! What? No!
Why not?
No, we're not going to give you brain damage.
You know what? No, we're going to teach Sheemy a lesson. Let's have a drinking contest.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She's going to beat you, Sheemy, and also you're a baby.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny that we went from don't have an ale to let's have a drinking contest.
No, Gwen wants to teach him a lesson, so.
Sheemy, no, don't do that. Bad idea.
Well, what are we doing?
Now it's
a bad idea to drink?
Well, I mean.
Will, I guess she taught you a lesson.
Yep, she did. Here's some water, Sheemy. I slide the water over to Sheemy. And the milk. You can mix them or not. I don't care.
Gwen's going to take the whiskey he sipped out and just throw that back.
Hey, I wasn't done with that.
Yep, you're too slow.
But what are we doing here?
Yeah, I thought we were going to eat.
What's the plan, gang?
Yeah, what is refreshing. Well,
I would like to find out more about the race that's going to be going on.
Oh, right.
And I don't know. I'm still a little bit upset that that pamphlet that we got handed, they are calling unicorns mythical creatures and saying that dragons don't exist. So I'd really like to kind of go over there and see where they're getting their misinformation from.
Hmm. I would also like to go over to Zolbardia's temple at some point. Might be nice. Get a little touch of home.
Well, that's right over there by where was it Bahamut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right over by there where I wanted to go.
Well, we've got to meet up with our lady person.
Yeah. But where are we meeting up with her at? You know, right?
We're going to meet at the Pineapple Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where that is?
Yes.
Are you sure things haven't changed since the last time you were here?
No, I'm not sure. But, and we don't have a map, do we? I mean, we have the one on Roll 20, but.
You don't have, like, a map in your hands in game.
Yeah, did we? But yeah, I don't think we got anything.
No, we don't have a. But you know what? If that was the clue she gave me, then it's still there.
Okay. And what time do we have to meet her?
I didn't write it down.
I think I looked.
9 p.m. or something?
It was some nighttime, right?
Yeah. 7 p.m.? 9 p.m.?
I think it was 9:30, but I'm not sure.
We should just get there at 6 and wait.
It was definitely 9:30.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'd also like to look at our chances of catching an airship. I thought someone said that it was damaged or something.
Yeah, burned down somebody said something? It's burned down. Figures.
Wah, wah.
Airships are expensive, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, we can do it. And I'm also worried about a certain person. I don't even want to say a certain person.
Annie Parr?
Yeah, Annie Parr. But also, and I'll just message everybody one by one, pointedly.
Wait, didn't that lady say don't do that, Will?
Did she? I forgot that. Oh, shit. Really? Because somebody would notice or something? Is that what she said? I don't remember, honestly. Out of character, I don't remember.
It was something like they can especially hear you if you talk that way.
Oh, God. Well, okay.
Are you talking about the person with our friend Mo?
No, I'm not talking about the person with our friend Mo. I'm talking
about... But you probably had to like brain text a few people before you got to me.
Yeah, well, the first person I was looking at was you, Bathwack. So if you were I'll be honest, I genuinely was looking at Alex when I was doing that the first time.
Yep.
Because I think I'm used to being like, Bathwack, you're not going to wait for me to say this.
Yep.
So if you would stop me, I might have halfway said it to somebody else, but I was saying Ricardo Ulysses. But then I would gesture like towards whoever I didn't message and be like and do a little like Ricardo impression or something. I can't. Does he have a goatee? Like goatee.
Gwen would be like, oh, fart. Fart.
Yes,
fart. Yeah, it's his middle name, fart.
Yes.
Middle name,
yes.
Fart.
So I think we need to keep an eye out for that just because we know that he said he was around here. And I am going to cast, because this is something I was worried about, I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts on Shimi.
Oh. On Shimi.
While you're doing that, Gwen's going to put another silver in the thingamajigger and get another whiskey.
You accidentally hit special combo.
Should be able to roll for henceforth correct known button as the pushing.
Bathwax special is what it should be called.
Yep.
She's going to take it and throw the entire thing back.
The tomato really works with the...
It's a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, basically, it's definitely the right? same thing.
Isn't that what a Bloody Mary is?
Except no vodka.
Oh, my heavens.
Surface thoughts. Mm-hmm. All right. What can I do to impress these people?
I am going to delve deeper.
Okay. What's your DC?
16.
Hey, what are you doing, Will?
I'm just smiling at him. Like, not, it's not like a secret. I'm just smiling and my eyebrows.
Why are you poking around in my head?
Did he throw it off?
Yeah, it did not succeed.
Oh, damn it. Guys, this sucks. Aww. Yeah, just a little worried about small people. You know what I mean?
But what do you want? Like, why are you worried about me?
Well, why am I worried about you?
You think I'm that guy?
You could be.
I'm not, though.
All right. It's nice to say that. Can I wave my hand? Because, like, he would have to cast an illusion or something. But No. I would know that there's the hat that also changes your... I'm trying to say, like, would I be able to dispel an illusion if I touched him?
Mm-hmm. But the hat's the same thing.
Yeah, does it change
It's not a physical.
Your...
Yeah, okay. It's still the same idea. And Shimi's quite a bit taller than...
Quite
Ricardo.
A bit?
I think so, yeah.
I thought you said he was short because of the description on the lizard.
Well, a he's short young. Figure.
Okay.
He's not a full-grown adult, but he's a human. He's probably around, like, 5 foot.
Well, how tall is Ricardo? All right, then this
Halflings
whole thing
like
didn't
3 feet.
Happen. All right, well, then I wouldn't have done that if I knew that it would. He wouldn't be able to stretch out.
Well, I mean, who knows, like,
know.
Magic can,
right,
know.
But Will is familiar with this one spell.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he casts the spell just to make sure that it's Shimi, and that's fine. I don't know, I just had to make sure. You can never trust
You can trust
anybody.
Me, Will.
Yeah, okay.
Shimi winks.
Okay. I pat my pockets to make sure he didn't steal anything.
You feel the auto writer that he stole for you.
Yeah, okay.
Aww.
I feel a little weird right now. Let's change the subject.
How big is it, the auto writer? I'm picturing like a typewriter still.
Yeah,
but
me
I
too.
Think
I was picturing
it's smaller.
A big box, yeah?
I think I described
you
it.
Said it was like
more
one
like a stamper
word.
Or like a
yeah maybe oh yeah
printing like, press yeah.
Yeah yeah it's like this big podcast listeners.
Mm. like a shoebox
like a foot yeah. long by like 8 inches deep. I think
is like a tissue box accurate? Then.
Yeah, kind of
so,
like a tissue box.
So
has.
Will has that in his box.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
How do I
in
have
his
that
pocket.
In my pocket?
That's
Holy
right.
Shit, my pockets are magic.
Oh my gosh. It's that satin
I have
lining,
a bag, I guess.
Yeah, I mean when people say pockets, I'm assuming they
okay.
mean.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I check my
I
bag
guess Will
as
has
well.
Lots of fancy pockets.
All right. It is britches.
Yeah.
Britches.
So, all right. I mean, I don't want to drink milk out of a tube, so should we get out of here?
Oh, can you drink it directly from the tube? I guess you could.
You know what, Shimi? Nobody's
around.
Put your
mouth under there.
Nobody's
Gwen,
around.
You should take a shot from the machine.
Yeah.
Nobody tell Will where milk actually comes from.
I could take a shot right from the machine, couldn't I?
If you could fit your head under there.
Gwen!
Ooh, can I? How big of a space is there to put the cup?
Is it T-Rex shaped under there?
Yeah, I guess you could just shove your jaw under there.
Yeah. she's gonna put a silver and do that. And do for the whiskey.
Will thinks that's hilarious. And that's why I don't drink from these things, guys. See? Right there. What is happening in front of me? It is exactly what I'm talking about.
But you've
Look
got
at her
a
tongue. It's almost touching the...
You've got a spell. You can clean it off.
Will, you have to live a little.
No. I mean, yeah, sure. I want to live, but I don't
guess
know.
Guess I have my mouth under.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to live like that. I'll probably get a disease. It'll make my brain inflamed, and then I won't be able to do anything. And that'll be how I live my life if I drink from things like that. Good luck, Gwen. Hope it's
you
not you.
You live your life in too much fear.
Agreed.
Yeah, what
Guys,
are you? Gross. What are you scared
of, Will? You always
have
an excuse. Yeah, you always have an excuse of why you're not going to do something or what, like. What's there to be afraid of?
Look
Just
at what
do.
Bathrak drank.
I know.
You don't
why.
Have to drink that. You're not an idiot, but.
Oh, God. Hey, hey, Bathwag was pretty brave to try. I would say that, right? He tried something.
Yeah.
It was a mistake, but he tried.
So you should try.
What? What do you want me to try?
I don't know. What do you want?
She just put her mouth on this.
Clean it.
How do you know it was a mistake that he took that? Just because he made faces. Maybe it was part of his journey that he had it.
Whoa.
Bathwag, wasn't that part of your journey? Didn't you learn?
Bathwag's just watching everyone argue about him. Go over this way. Look over this way. Take another sip of whiskey.
You accidentally take a sip of the other one.
Yeah. So busy watching.
He doesn't even notice.
Oh, he notices.
Is it all curdled? Like the milk has got to be all curdly in there now.
There's
like,
probably a few curds in there.
Gosh. Yeah.
Down on the bottom, it's sort of clumpy. Yeah.
Stop drinking that, Bathwag! This has gone on too long.
Yeah, in that mix of liquids, would curds float or sink?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Listeners.
Experiment for us.
Any physics people out there, please help us out a little bit. I don't remember physics from college. Thank you.
I won't remember to do this when I write the episode description, but my task for you all is to make this concoction and take a sip of it.
Oh my God. So
okay, challenge accepted.
We just all lost our fan base.
I'm writing down a minute.
Yeah, let's repeat it again for everyone listening so they can do it. Water, ale, tea, coffee, whiskey, milk, tomato juice.
That's
the special combo, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's only no seven list. Things.
Is it equal parts?
No.
Can we tell? No, it's not equal Mm-mm. parts. Oh, okay.
So you can be creative there.
So you can just be creative, guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe just one dash of whiskey and a whole bunch of tomato juice. And then
50% milk.
Guys, I made my own yogurt in my Instant Pot this week, and I got the lid stuck on it.
I thought this was Fina for a second. Guys, I made my own yogurt just at the booth right now.
I put some of the milk in my shoe, guys. Look.
As soon as I poured it in, yogurt.
Oh, no. Are those shoes called Instant Pots?
Whiskey, tomato juice.
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rafina never described her shoes. They're just metal cylinders.
They have lots of buttons on them. Yeah. They say things like saute and poultry. And...
That's super cool.
When you
though,
take the lids off to put your feet into, they go doo doo doo.
Yes! Yes. I had an exciting moment when the milk boiled and I couldn't get the lid off of the Instant Pot. I was stuck. I had to look at the internet to figure out how to do the emergency release, but all was worked out somehow. Anyway.
Oh, good.
Whew. Yes. All right. Back to Rafina.
Okay. I can't remember what was happening. Oh, Bathwack. We were talking about Bathwack. Something.
Arguing about.
You were talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Will's full of fear.
Oh, and I'm full of fear, and Bathwack drank that, and it was a good choice. I was trying to deflect.
You guys want to go to high ground and go to the temples and kind of see what's going on over there with the, burned down airship thing? Place?
It's still like mid-afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Or is it still early afternoon?
Yeah, do we have time? Whoever would know? Rafina?
Yeah, Rafina, is the high ground on the way to the Pineapple Memorial?
Let me check my brain. Yes, the high grain. Sorry, my brain is not working. The high ground is definitely on the way to the Green Grove where the Pineapple Memorial is.
You spill a bunch of your yogurt on the table and draw a map for everybody so they can see.
Yep.
Well, why don't we head over there? Maybe I can find another guard station so I could talk to somebody and maybe, you know, get them on the straight and narrow with this misunderstanding that they must have about you.
Okay.
You know what? I think before we go anywhere, did we already have this? I'll say this out of character. Forgive me if we already had this discussion. Do we need like a code word or something so we know that you're Rafina and not Ricardo in disguise. I mean, that you're Annie Parr and not Ricardo in disguise. You know what I mean? Like, should we have a system?
Oh. I have a system with Moondreamer like that.
Oh.
How does that work for you guys? One. Tell me.
We just have a secret word.
But wait, did the fake Moondreamer know it too?
No, I did it afterwards because the real moon, well, what I think, I don't know. I'm still really confused about this situation, but no.
So maybe you have a code word
after
with
the whole
fake
cell
one.
Thing. Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
No, because this one didn't know about the fake one. Like,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And the fake one was kind of a little more, I don't want to say mean, but
aggressive.
A harsh thing. So, and it seemed very out of character for Moonfair, but you know, whatever, this whole cell thing going on.
Could there be two fake ones and then one real one?
Maybe there's 100 fake ones. Maybe every time you meet Moondreamer, it's a new Moondreamer. This is a wonderful
world. It's like
world
how in like the theory of like teleporting. Yeah. When your molecules are disintegrated and then rebuilt somewhere else. Woo-hoo! You're not technically you and again. Mm-hmm. And again.
I don't, and again. I mean, I guess I never thought of all that.
Uh-oh.
I need another whiskey. Yeah. Gwen puts her face underneath it.
It's amazing. Oh my God. I can't believe you guys tried to tell me I'm full of fear and I'm just watching a giant, scary person lick this machine to death. Let's leave.
What about the code word? And why just Rafina? Why not Bathwack too?
Well, oh yeah, because he's short. I always forget that. I would have said Bathwack too, obviously. No, let's just leave Bathwack out of it.
We'll just assume he's bad.
We should have like code words for each other. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. All right, Shimi. Why don't you come up with them?
All right. Rafina, you're Roger.
Okay.
Gwen, you're Gary. Bathwack, you're Barry. I'm Falcon.
Wait, why do you get the cool one?
Why is that cool? It's just a bird. And Will is Shark.
I'm Shark?
Yeah.
Why?
Barry the Falcon. Do you have Shark?
I got them right here. See, it works.
You don't have me.
Which one is which again? Who's Roger? I'm Roger.
You're Roger.
Hey, who's Barry?
Bathwack.
Okay. And Gary is Gwen. So this all of their first letters are the same except for yours.
That's how you can remember.
And Will. Except it doesn't apply to you and Falcon.
I couldn't think of good ones for our letters.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
I don't know. I just couldn't. I guess I could have been Shark.
I mean, you're more of like a river sort of, you know, I'm not an animal. Can't I be like Bowtie or something?
Well, why don't you come up with them then if you don't like my names?
No, it's great. I don't want to come up with names. I'll probably be too mean and everyone at the table will leave and I'll be by myself.
Do we need names for the cats?
I think you did a good job. I don't think we need names for the cats. I mean, is it going to be an issue that someone's going to impersonate? I mean,
polymorph. Yes. Ooh.
Oh, what? But I know, Cowl. I mean.
All right, Cowl, do I know you? Huh? I heard you talk before and you haven't talked since.
Meow.
Oh, you faker. You fake little fuck. All right, cool.
In your head, Gwen, you hear, this is fun. But we don't use them in public. They're just like keys,
it's
right?
Like, yeah, we can't like talk about them and use them just regularly. I think it's got to be like if we need to verify who people are.
Mm-hmm. Is it like I have with Moondreamer, we have a pass our secret word, and you know, we have to say the secret word, and then that's why we know that, you know, it's actually us.
Yeah,
and it's actually Moondreamer.
Did anyone overhear us? Like, is there anyone else around us?
Well, you're in a booth with the curtain drawn, I'm assuming.
Could we have picked a booth that didn't have people around it? I'm assuming Will would have tried to do that
like,
anyway.
It's like urinal etiquette.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll stick my hand out through the curtain and wave it around just to see if anyone's out there.
Punch someone right in the face. just trying to get in my own booth.
Someone just grabbed my dick, guys.
Oh my god. It's not the comedy bar. Sorry.
I thought it was a whiskey handle.
Yeah. Or a butt crank. Woohoo.
Right.
Yeah, you don't really hear any other conversations. Okay. I'm assuming you're not all yelling.
No, we would have been speaking very quietly. Except for Rafina. She would have screamed it. Good thing Rafina
I did
didn't
a little
say
bit.
Names.
Yeah.
Wait, who's Roger?
All right. I mean, are we going to the temple now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Do you want to go to High Ground?
Yeah. Let's do that. Wait. Do we have to drop off Clockface first?
No, what? We don't no? trust. No. We're gonna
any of them.
Well, we're kind of auditioning the one.
Yeah. So Clegg already has the Ricardo.
Yes.
Construct that,
and that's gonna be the test. Okay, mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah, he's gonna.
I know.
Shove
we've
crank
been through this.
Butt.
We've been through this.
It's fine. It's 2 weeks ago, and I barely remember a lot of things and get confused about confused. What the point is and lots of stuff.
All right.
Got it.
All right. You guys done in Tinker Tavern?
I think
goodbye,
so.
Tinker Tavern.
It's nice.
I guess we
don't
have
to face
under one more time.
Is there a sign that says that you need to tip your tubes? Don't forget to tip your tubes.
It's a different place. It's in the medical district. So yeah, you leave your booth, leave the curtain open so that people behind you know that that it's available or whatever.
It's like a dressing room. Another reason I didn't drink in there.
Like a private booth.
I've heard people
poop fucking
in those
whiner.
Things.
All right. So you step out of the tavern. Back into the sunny afternoon.
Can I roll for, like, as we walk, kind of trying to listen to see if anyone has talked about Ricardo Ulysses, like if anyone is gabbing about seeing him or that he was here? Just want to pay attention for that, just in general, when we walk around.
Sure. Give me a perception roll.
Oh, okay.
9 + 1 = 10.
Oh, boy. Yay.
You don't hear anybody as you're okay. starting to walk mentioning Ricardo.
Okay.
So you head down the street a little ways and you start heading back towards the Bear Toggle River because High Ground is on the other side. And you hear from across this small little square, this deep voice. Someone says, "Oh ho!" But deeper because it's not my voice.
Oh ho!
Oh ho!
That's as deep as I get.
Wow.
And from across this sort of little open space, there's this figure that's starting to come toward you. And they're very noticeable because it is a large half-orc wearing a set of bright orange robes. And then perched on top of his head, which he's holding down as he runs over to you, he's got his robes kind of hiked up, is a yellow mortarboard.
Bright orange robes and a yellow motorboat.
Okay.
He's motorboating himself.
And he's got a big old smile on his face. Oh. Rafina, you recognize this person.
Does this person appear to recognize me?
You're not sure. They seem to be coming over to all of you. But you recognize this person as the dean... The very dean himself of Bear Toggle University.
Oh
my gosh.
Dean Kellerman.
Do I have time to tell everyone that before he arrives?
You have like a second or two.
Hey guys, that's Dean Kellerman. That's the Dean Kellerman. He's at the whole university of Bear Toggle.
Okay. Smile.
Hi.
You're all just grinning. Hello there.
Gwen's gonna curtsy.
Hello.
I can recognize when someone is new to Bear Toggle. Am I right?
Yes.
It's a beautiful town you have here.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have a wonderful city. I always try to greet new and unfamiliar faces whenever I see them. I know everyone around here, so it's very easy for me to spot. Plus, you have sort of that wandering around, looking up at things in wonder.
Will makes a really grumpy face at that.
Looks straight down at his shoes.
Looking around?
As he gets closer, you see the robes have these bright red stripes running down along where the robe comes together. And he also, around his neck, has a chain with a big brass key on it. Do you need help here in our fine city finding anything or any assistance that I can lend?
Well, I have some concerns with how you let these vendors sell. Do you vet the vendors that you let sell at your little squares around the town?
Oh, me? I'm not in charge of this city. What? I have nothing to do with that. I'm sorry. I neglected to introduce myself.
You definitely
I'm Beth
seem
Wex.
Like the mayor. push button.
Oh, yes, preemptive.
Hello, Beth Wex. My name is Igor Kellerman. Oh. I'm the dean of the university here in Bear Toggle.
Is it customary in Bear Toggle to shake hands or, like...
You
hit your elbows together.
Are you asking him or me?
Clap your hands and bow. I don't know. I'm
or Rafina.
I'm sort of back looking over at Rafina to figure out what you're supposed to do.
Together.
What, Abby?
Your butt cranks. You have to knock them together.
No, that can't be true.
Till they lock, and then you're stuck
that
for a couple minutes.
That can't be true, Alex says. That can't be true.
No.
Bear Toggle is a horrible place.
I go, and
wait, what is that?
I'm like, go ahead. And you're going to think that it means that this is how you say hello is to go,
okay.
With your head. And I go like this.
And Igor holds his hand
I'm
out to shake your
hand.
Hand.
Yes.
Rafina.
Oh, okay. I shake his hand.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
He offers a handshake all around.
I'll shake his hand.
He's got a big, big paw, ooh. Big half-orc paw hand. Yeah. It's not like a paw like an animal. It's not weird. It's a half-orc hand.
Okay.
It's a very gentle handshake, though.
I sort of look down as I'm shaking his hand so he doesn't recognize me.
And Gwen shakes it, but she like hard, like
oh.
To okay. assert some strength.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Strength asserted. He's got a very gentle handshake. He's aww. Not squeezing at all. His hands are a little sweaty, maybe, but.
Ew. Ah! Will jumps in the lake.
But yes, I'm sorry about your experience with, you said, vendors of food, or what happened?
Oh, it doesn't matter what happened. It just seems like. There's just some shady people that are selling stuff in your fine city here.
Selling stuff? I mean, you know, you don't want to run afoul of the city gang, but I don't know that they sell things. Anyway.
Is there a mayor or something in this town, or are you...
Well, there's the arbiter. That's not me, though. Too much responsibility for me. I've got enough on my plate with my university. I'm the dean.
Sir? I
yes?
say, trying to disguise my voice. Sir, have you heard of the Desert Mothers?
The Desert Mothers? Yeah, they're over in, where is it, Old Bear?
Do they have the reputation they have always had as the elders of the town?
It's a couple old women, I think. I've heard about them. I haven't had too much to do with them.
What do you study at the, like, what is your university all about? Is it a magic university or something?
Oh, we have a few degrees you can earn.
Okay.
Are you interested? I can give you the tour if you like.
About why you're, you know, if you're greeting everyone in the town, what are you looking for, new recruits? To do what? What is the university?
Well, sure. I mean, we could always welcome new students if you would like to take a class or enroll. Absolutely. We have...
Dean!
Yes?
Dean Kellerman, so you said that you... you like to greet all the new people in town.
Well, correct? I always try to, yes. It's always nice to see a friendly face in a place where you're new, isn't it?
Have you seen, there's somebody we've heard of. His name is Ricardo Ulysses. Have you seen him in town recently?
The famous thief?
Correct.
No. Oh, no. Is he around?
We have on good authority that he was going to be coming here.
Oh, my. Is that why you're here? Is this some sort of clandestine operation? Are you from Carnivar?
No. Why would we be from Carnivar?
No.
What is
to
it?
Track down Ricardo Ulysses. I don't know. Maybe you were with the Grand Arbiter or...
No, he just fucked a couple of us over and we're curious about his whereabouts.
Oh, that is why you're here.
Well, no, that's not why we're here. We came to see how awesome this town is.
It's great, isn't it?
Yep, it's so fun.
What's your favorite part so far?
The tavern with the milk coming out of tubes.
Oh, Tinker Tavern.
Yep. I wanted to just stay there all day, but I was like, no, there's too much more to see.
I had a cold glass of milk this morning there myself.
Oh, boy.
Well, can you tell us about the race that's coming up?
Oh, the Grand Foot Race?
Yes. Wait,
is that what it's called? I can't remember.
Yeah. It's what it's called now.
It's the Grand Staircase Foot Race, yeah. I think, is the full name. Oh, yes, that's in, what is it, 2 days now? It's a grand event. It's a bit of a grueling endeavor. It's a bit of a climb. And then you have to come all the way back down.
And why would anyone do that?
For the prize.
What's the prize?
Money.
How much money?
I don't know. It's a lot, I think. bit beyond me, and he pats his belly. I don't think I have the stamina for that one. A little out of breath running across the square over here to greet you. Are you going to enter?
Well, I mean, it sounds like fun.
Oh, it certainly is. It's a grand event. It's fun to attend, even if you're not participating in the race itself. Watching people go up and come down. It's a bit of a party on either end, top or bottom.
are there any rules to the race?
I suppose. I don't think you can push anybody off the edge or anything like that.
Dang, oh dear, just that's kidding. Terrible.
Yeah, super terrible.
What about magic?
I would assume that would probably be at the very least frowned upon, if not banned. I don't know.
Interesting.
Never paid too much attention to the specifics myself. Just went for the spectacle.
So that sounds like kind of fun.
Whew, Gwen, I don't know what you find fun.
What like, do you find what? Fun? Are you going to be a student in my university? I assume you all aren't going to be staying here very long. Or maybe you are. I don't know.
But I was just asking what you teach at the university, like what kind of university it is.
Well, we currently have 3 degrees that we offer at the university. We have a culinary degree, a puppetry degree, and an economics degree.
As soon as he says puppetry, I look at Rafina expecting her to be super excited.
Oh, Bathwack, a puppetry degree. You could do that. You have all those puppets.
Perfect for the podcast. Oh, there's a mime degree, too.
Mime degree?
Sorry. Bathwack held up his hand and nodded it like a puppet.
Yeah. Oh. And VCR repair.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. Economics. What kind of, like, you just, what? What is that?
Well, it's the study of money and trade and, the way governments use financial means to, I don't know. I don't get too involved in that one much myself.
I teach puppetry.
I mean, I know a thing or two about cooking already.
Ooh. Maybe you could be a guest lecturer.
Oh, that would be... Oh, if I could go... I used to have a thriving candy store in Six Rivers.
Ooh, we have a whole course on candy.
Do you?
Yes.
Wow.
How fast are your courses? Are they like 3-hour courses or like, can you do a whole year's worth of work in a day? I don't know how long we're going to be here.
Well, I don't know. How long are you going to be here?
I don't know. Is this a census? What's happening? What kind of information do you need?
I don't know. I'm just getting to know you.
All right.
Getting to know you.
Start dancing around.
Do you know, I'll like open up my bag a little bit and show him Captain Clockface. Do you know where I could, is there anywhere in Baratago where I can have him repaired? You know that? I mean, you seem to know the town really well.
What's wrong with him?
Well, he's not, responsive anymore.
I mean, there's lots of craftsmen here in Tinkertown. This is probably a good area to look for something to be repaired.
You think like one of the, I don't know, chefs or puppet masters at the university could help?
Maybe. I mean, my professors are quite knowledgeable people. You could certainly come back. We could speak with them. I could get you to meet any of them if you'd like, if you need help.
Well, I don't know. You know, if someone comes to mind at the university you think might be able to help, we went to a couple shops up here, and I don't know if anyone's really going to be able to repair him the way he was.
Well, how was he?
Well, I mean, he didn't need a crank to move around. He was it's like he was alive.
Oh, that sounds special. Yeah. Sounds magical.
Maybe. Yeah.
I could certainly ask around.
If you think of it and you see someone in Baratago, I don't know, maybe we'll be here for a little while.
Is there some place I can find you all, or?
Depends on when we're going to be getting out of jail. Wait, I mean, never mind!
What? I'm expecting us to get incarcerated.
She's drunk. A little too many whiskeys from the Tinker Tavern, if you know what I mean.
Oh, a few special combos?
Oh, yeah, she loved them. I don't know why, though. They're kind of gross. Why would that be a button on there? Do you know anything about that? Did they teach that in economics class?
Oh, it's a fun little adventure. You can have certainly set up some bets around it. It could be the stakes.
Oh, like it's supposed to be gross.
Oh, I don't know. I think it is.
Because it is gross, right? Yeah, exactly.
There might be some people out there who would drink it voluntarily. I don't know. I've never met one, but...
Wow, we were supposed to bet each
like
other to drink it.
Like all of the chefs at the university.
I told you we should have had a drinking contest. No, sir, we're staying at the hotel that's on top of the dam.
Oh, the dam top. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where you can find us.
Ooh, I don't know if I'll make it up all those steps. I don't find
myself
going up there.
Where can we find you?
Well, at the university.
You're just always there, huh?
Pretty much. It's where I live and work.
Well, I mean, I'm out and about, kind of a. But... You seem to have a pulse on the town here. On our travels over here, we heard a rumor that there was a serial killer in Baratago.
Yeah, that's a little worrying.
Yeah.
He looks around and he kind of leans in close. He says, I've heard similar mutterings as well. There was some to-do a couple weeks ago with something, and I don't know, it's odd that the town guard around here has been quite scarce ever since then. But I don't know. It's certainly not something that's spoken about publicly. There hasn't been any announcement or anything like that, so...
That's really weird, because we happen to hear that rumor on our way... Well, as we made our way to Baratago here.
Oh, from who?
Oh, just somebody, you know, that we, you know, passed along the way that we had just, you know, making some friendly conversation with. They were warning us
because we were going to Baratago, so of course they're going to tell us that there's a serial killer loose.
Oh.
Is this something that you're paid to keep quiet or something? You're saying you...
No, I just, I'm not sure exactly. I've heard this being muttered about, but I try not to spread idle gossip.
But from what we hear, it happened in front of a bunch of people. There were a lot of witnesses and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I've heard there was something that happened at some event a couple weeks ago. Someone was killed or died or something. But again, it's not something that has been that I've gotten sort of confirmation that I could feel confident enough in saying that that's exactly what happened.
That sounds odd, though, because like you'd think that if it were, I mean, that's a pretty big piece of news, unless murder happens on the streets a lot in Bear Toggle. Does that happen
no,
a lot?
No, it's so, a relatively I mean, peaceful town.
It's just interesting.
Yes. I'm sure there's something that happened, because I've heard people talking about it in various places, but nothing, it's not in the news, if you will.
Has the town guard ever been scarce before?
I don't know.
So this is a completely unprecedented event.
Yeah, I mean, usually there's a pretty decent presence around. So yeah, it seems like there's been less of them since that happened. So I don't know if it has to do with that, or if it's a coincidence, or if I'm imagining things. I mean, the guard station over there has been closed for a while.
Has there been an increase in crime? Oh, pardon me, Gwen.
Nope, that's okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't really... I guess there was the fire at the airship tower recently. That was... as far as I can tell, from what I hear, that was an intentional incident that aforementioned sooty gang at it again. I mean, they've been causing a little bit of trouble around my university. It's not been helping with enrollment, but they're a bit of trouble in lots of parts of town.
Do you need help taking care of them? It seems kind of weird that the guard is scarce and this gang is running around causing issues to people.
I mean, I don't know if it's my job to take care of. I wish they would stop hanging around and harassing some of the people trying to come and just attend, you know, hand motions 102.
Well, sir, you're lucky because Thagwin here is in the business of helping people.
Oh.
Her name is Thagwin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you can call me Gwen.
Oh, thank you for introducing yourself.
I'm sorry. I just get so excited.
No, I know. There's a lot to take in here in Bear Toggle. So I certainly understand being excited with everything around. How long have you been here?
A day. Less than a day.
Less than a day? Oh my, you have so much to see.
Yeah, we pretty much just got here. But yeah, I mean, if you want help with the sooty gang, maybe, you know, scaring them off to, you know, so that your folks at the university can, you know, do their thing and not, you know, have any fear of them meddling with them, I mean, maybe you could help.
Oh, I'd be very grateful for that. Do you want to come scope it out? I can give you a tour of the university. Maybe pop in on a class or two, or... You may all be busy. I'm not sure.
We were just looking around. I mean, that to me, that sounds quite delightful. I'm not sure, you know, if anyone else had anything pressing that they wanted to do right now.
We have just a couple of things on the schedule that we just need to work around. It will be fine. We can
what time
it.
Is it right now?
Like 3 or something?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Great.
The sooty gang, did they show up once the guard left, or were they around before?
Oh, no, they've been around for a while.
And now they're just more efficient because the guards aren't around.
I'm assuming, probably. I mean, they've been causing me trouble since before that as well, but, you know, just some thugs, some ruffians, just steer clear of them.
But do they seem to have a goal or a location that they hang out in, or a motivation at all?
I don't know what the goal of anybody like that is. What would motivate someone like that? I mean, they mostly hang out in the Warrens, but, you know, I would, if I had to guess, that they're probably holed up there somewhere. Probably have some sort of a den of iniquity that they retreat to.
Hmm. Oh, iniquity.
Well, I think it'd be fun to go to the university.
I agree.
Maybe I could teach some folks a little thing or two about candy making.
I bet you could.
That would be cool.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to have fun, but now we're going to go to school? That sucks.
Maybe we'll run into the city gang.
Yeah, the city gang. Bathwack wants to run into the city gang. That's his entertainment.
Is there something else that you would like?
I mean, I don't care. I'll tag along. Whatever. That's fine.
Okay.
Let's go.
Did you not want us to do
what?
That?
No, I thought someone was saying something, and then.
Cool.
I my computer is slowly dying, so I need some tech support from Alex.
It's probably a good place to take a break.
So I was hoping we could take a little break.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.